I Can Name My Good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I can name my good. I can name my good by looking around me at my world and saying, yes, this is a good world. This is a wonderful world. This is a world that I love, I delight in, I think is so fantastic, because it is the world that I am in, and it is the world that I care about. Now, what kind of world do you care about? What kind of a world are you interested in? What kind of a world do you like? Do you like a world that is filled with peace and love and joy and happiness and right action and truth and goodness? Is that the kind of world you live in? Well, that's wonderful. I was reading in the Popular Science magazine for whatever month this was, and July. It's for July. And it said, we may have, 282 billion people on the face of the earth. We have 7 billion people on the face of the earth as of this month. The maximum number of people that could ultimately be packed onto the planet with all the other land used safely to grow food, according to geologists, geophysicists, is 282 billion people. 282 billion people. And I can name my good. And I say, wow, 282 billion people on the planet Earth, and right now it's 7 billion, and we are struggling along now. Well, when the 282 billion people, which is the capacity of the Earth according to the geophysicists, when they do happen to come around, we will have improved our methodology in every area of life. We will have made ourselves a beautiful planet. We will have created for ourselves sufficient water use, because the water is just reusable all the time. But currently, we're throwing it away. And we will do all sorts of wonderful things for making this a wonderful world. Well, why not start right now and name my good? Why not start right now and say what my good is? Right now. Can I say to myself right now what my good is? Can I take a jump on this 282 billion people that are going to eventually be here? Can I take a leap on that and see how they're going to be handling their lives and their world and their conditions in life? Well, they will have learned how to control the atmosphere. They will have. We've already learned how to discontrol the atmosphere by our misuse of our chemicals that we have for everyday life. Now, they will have learned how to use the atmosphere properly. Well, I say, by saying my word and by speaking my word, and I call it good, we, the people on planet Earth, are wise to know exactly how to use all of the things that we use in our daily life beneficially, beautifully, and wonderfully. We know how to have pure air. We know how to have sufficient rain and have it where it is beneficial to have it. We know how to use the ocean waters and use them beautifully. And we can use them wonderfully. We got the water. It's just a matter of how we're going to use it. Are we going to have the rain fall on the ocean, as it does a great deal of the time? Or are we going to have it fall on the land? And are we going to know how to control the rain so it falls beneficially everywhere over all the land for growing crops and for doing things that we choose to have for our food? We know how to do that. We know how to do that. The first thing we do in claiming our good, the first thing I do in naming my good is to say, I can't do that. Not that I can't do that, because if I say I can't do that, and if the world says they can't do that, then they'll come a long way until they come to doing it. Sometimes we have to be pushed pretty hard to bring out the best within us, because we get along with things the way they are. We're foolish. Before we learn the rules, before we learn how to beneficially live on this planet Earth, before we learn how to beneficially live in the world that we have created for ourselves, before we can beneficially have this beautiful number of 282 billion people on the planet Earth, not that we'll have them, but we could have them. Before we have that, we will learn people control. We will learn birth control. We will learn to have programmed families. We'll learn to have all the things that can be. And it's been done, and it has been done in the past. And people say, well, I want these children. I want those things. I want this. Well, that's good. Are you willing to pay the price to have these things? Are you willing to pay the price for the rain to know how to speak your word and have the rain fall in the right places at the right time? Do you know how to stop the rains from gushing out into the ocean and just becoming part of the seawater that way, or going up into the atmosphere and being absorbed and going out and dropping it in the ocean? You see, we have lots of water in the ocean, and we want to learn how to use that water beneficially. And just using the slightest bit of it and learning how to use it wisely, we will never have to be without water. Oh, the transportation of the water, well, we can handle that too. We can say that the air transports the water like the clouds do. The clouds carry water in tremendous bulk and move it around at their pleasure, at their will. Or is it our will? Are we the ones who say it's going to be a terrible storm, it's going to be a flood, it's going to be this? Are we the ones who are naming the weather and calling it bad and having it be our weather? We can all name and claim our world and claim it to be good. We can live it right now. I do that right now. I can name my good right now. I can name my good right now by saying my good is everything that is beautiful, everything that is fantastic, everything that is glorious, everything that is outstanding. I say, the rain knows just where to fall to be beneficial to this earth of mine. It knows how to put water into the underwater reservoirs so that I have it for drinking. It knows how to fill the upper water reservoirs like we have when we dam up the rivers and so forth, so that we can have it to use for our cities and towns. And we're learning how to do it. But now we don't want to do anything at the expense of something else. We want to work harmoniously with the farmers. We want to work harmoniously with the cities. We want to work harmoniously with everyone on the water deal. And it's just a matter of our harmoniously working together. Well, I can name my good. And what I do, I name my good right now. I live on a planet Earth with people who know how to use all of the benefits of planet Earth to their benefit and to everyone else's benefit. I know how to be a blessing to all in my world, and I know how to have all in my world be a blessing to each other. I know that though we haven't to worry about 282 billion people right now, we have 7 billion people that want to have good drinking water, want to have good food, want to have all the benefits of happy, healthy living. And I see that done now. I see us in the genius of our consciousness drawing upon that knowledge which already exists and utilizing that knowledge to benefit us in operating this planet Earth. I think I might learn how to be a good operator. Planet Earth is a machine. It has all of the activities, all of the functions for being a good machine to benefit all the people on the planet Earth, and so that all the people on the planet Earth can have sufficiency and overwhelming abundance. And I see now that all the people on the planet Earth know intuitively how to be good caretakers of their planet Earth and live here in joy and harmony and peace. And I can name my good, and that's a good that I name with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. I name it now, and I name it out of joy and out of happiness and out of harmony. I name my good. I'm the caretaker of planet Earth, along with 7 billion other beautiful, harmonious people. And each of us work harmoniously together to have a beautiful planet Earth. Join me in this type of thinking today and enjoy this type of a life now. For that is who I am. And that's who you are. And I love you. I love you. I love you, fellow 7 billion people on planet Earth. I love you.